number 2 is a rezoning for 783 Pritchard Avenue under file DAZ 227 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. It's a variance for the same address under file DAV 166303 of 2010 D.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Clerk. The applicant is Peter Dragovic. Dragovic, okay. Just come up, please. Do you want to all come up? Oh, sorry. Can they all come up together?
Yeah, it's just
the
applicant is the only one that comes
on the rebuttal. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Peter, and you've read the report?
I'm trying to make sense of it, but yes. I think so.
Did you have any questions regarding
that? Yeah, actually, my question, if it's not an offense taken, but I'm trying to understand what this 10% dedication be made by payment of sum of money to the city in lieu of...
Okay. Yeah. That's a static clause we have in there, basically, and I'll let the planner explain it to you. It's
just
plain language.
Because I'm pretty dumb. I'm a contractor.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, for lack of a better...
Increase in the market value of the land, yeah. So the land is valued by... an appraiser would consider how the land is zoned at this time.
Right.
And then... With it being rezoned to R2, it would change. That would change the value of the land because greater development rights are associated with it.
Yep.
So the difference in the values, and then taking 10% of that difference is the amount of money that would be paid to the city in lieu of, which means instead of providing a bit of land for a park, which is would be happening on a larger subdivision.
Okay, so in other words, just.
You either give us land or money, so it's
I'm understanding that. But what I'm saying is that okay? Let's say that right now the building's assessed at $98,000. I think is where the assessment's at.
Okay, 2012.
I'm sorry if I'm talking out of turn. I'm hoping that everybody's pretty casual. So.
Okay, so let's say the property itself, including anything on it, is at $100,000, and then it goes up to $150,000. So that would be $5,000, $50,000, 10%.
Okay, and then we pay that at what point?
You have to pay that in order for the land to get rezoned. So after this hearing, I don't...
Oh, okay, so then before we can go through with the development, we have to
pay
another $5,000.
Yeah.
Because that was the right number.
Yeah, that's right. And you wouldn't be able to get a building permit until the land is rezoned. The land won't be rezoned until this is paid and other things
are
done.
No, I understand. Yeah. Okay, that's... sorry, I was just trying to understand. How
So,
I have a question.
I've never dealt with that. So.
Councilor Eady?
I have a question, though. Does this clause particularly pertain to the land or the land and building?
It's more the land, Councilor.
So really, if the land is less than the value of the house, right?
I can't say. I can't say what the split would be.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, it's just the land, not the building. The land's value, not the building's value.
That's right. But if there's a house on there and it becomes, if the zoning changes to R2, then the house could be turned into a two-family dwelling, for instance.
But the 10% is on the difference between the land. Like, if the lot's worth 12,000 and then it's because it's dual family, it might go up to 24,000. Is it that land value, or is it the land and buildings?
That's a really good question.
At the end of the day, what we'll do here, folks, is I think that what the applicant is looking for is an explanation, and so you can get that to him.
It's been explained, as long as I understand the concept.
I think
I understand the concept.
Well, it's a matter of how much you pay.
Yeah. Basically, the building will not change in value. Much, if at all, it is really about the land because the building is not changing as a result of the rezoning, but the rights to how the land can be used would change.
Okay, that's fair enough. I needed to know. I'm sorry, I was just going through this. I think other than that, I think everything's pretty straightforward. And
okay,
I'm hoping I read it all.
And on the variance, you also had a chance to look at that.
Number 2 or number 3?
Yeah, 3.
Number 3?
You're asking us to vary the west yard and...
Oh, with the...
And total square footage. And
the total square footage,
we're,
yeah.
We're asking for non-flammable materials on the west side, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's just standard. I mean, it's a brick building this wide.
I should maybe clarify that, though.
Sure.
That's sort of standard. What the planning branch has done is taken the building code requirements,
yeah,
and made an assumption that the existing building is not up to current code. So it's almost like you take the property line that is going to separate the existing from the new, and take it away, and then you apply. It's like you double the setback requirements.
Okay.
It's based on the building code, but it's not exactly that.
Okay, so in other words, my windows on the east side, or sorry, west side of the building would have to have the safety glass in them, if I'm correct in that assumption.
I think that's how it would work.
Okay, yeah, that's stuff that will come out on the building.
You'd still be able to develop the site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good. Okay, so you're good with all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, super. I'll ask you to stand down then.
Okay.
And I will ask, in support here is Darren Zawislak? You're here in support? Okay. Matthew Penner, here in support? Okay, anybody else in support of the application who wishes to speak? Anyone here in opposition?
That's fine.
We have to go. Nobody? Okay. Let the record show there's no opposition. Anyone here for information? All right. So, can I put Councillor Sharma to the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Councillor Sharma. I'll put you to the chair. All in favor, Councillor Carey. We'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye. I'll move that the... receipt of the public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried.